Hello? Hello?
My name is Millennia. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. Can I speak to the person who requested this callback?
Yes, this is Ernest Cannon. Yeah, so I was calling back because I guess the phone call dropped. But I was on the phone with, her name was Bridget, and I was wondering, is there any way I can get back in contact with her? Because she was helping me with my claim, and we were getting pretty far along with it, but for some reason, the call dropped.
Okay. Let me see if Bridget is on the call. If Bridget is on the call, then we can finish filing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Bridget is on another call. What is your social security number?
It's 417-39-8041.
All right, what's your date of birth?
July the 14th, 1987.
All right, what's your mother's maiden name?
Dunn, D-U-N-N.
Okay. All right. I don't see where y'all started. Your claim.
Oh wow, we were on the phone for a long time, and she was getting all my information though.
Okay. Let me see, because I don't see it. I would have to start a new claim.
Wow. Okay. So she was helping me because like I was explaining to her, I was filing, I guess it's called partial unemployment because my job shut down for 2 weeks, which it started last week and it's this week. So I needed to file for last week and this week. And then, yeah, that's what I was calling for to help me file that way.
Normally white, are you allowed to work all day to show this file for the L?
Hey, did you need anything for me?
No, we'll just have to start filing your claim. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
But just didn't save. What's your preferred language?
English.
You have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding any English?
No.
Did you understand that knowingly making a false statement, falsifying income documentation in connection with this is considered fraud?
Yes.
All right, do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive it in the future?
Yes.
All right, have you worked since the last time that you filed unemployment compensation back in December?
Yes.
All right, what was the job? Was the work you performed with the same employer? The same employer?
Correct, yes.
What was the last day that you worked?
It was June the 28th.
All right, have you filed for or received unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, have you already filed a regular unemployment compensation and need to file for a trade adjustment assistance?
No.
All right, did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
All right. And what is your first name?
Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T.
All right, what's your last name?
Cannon, C-A-N-N-O-N.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
All right, have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
All right, have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
All right, what's a good telephone number for you?
770-681-4012.
All right, and what's your date of birth?
July the 14th, 1987.
All right, what's your mother's maiden name?
Dunn, D-U-N-N.
All right, do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Is that an Alabama driver's license?
Correct.
All right, and what is that driver's license?
The number is 7842985.
All right, what's your race?
Black.
And what's your gender?
Male.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. What's your home address?
It's 4218 30th Street, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, zip code 35401.
All right. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Correct.
What they would advise you.
All right, what's your occupation prior to being unemployed?
I'm a plant operator at Bros Plant.
Will you be seeking work in that usual occupation?
Yes.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
All right. Did your employer give you a date to return back to work?
Yes. It's going to be July the 15th.
Are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation period or scheduled shutdown?
Yes.
Are you available for us? Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
And a 20.
All right. And what's the lowest hourly wage you accept for work?
18.
Are you a corporate office for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
All right. Do you work for yourself?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving a pension from the employer that you work for in the last 18 months?
No.
All right, have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between April the 1st of 2023 to March 31st of 2024?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit checks withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
If you're approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into a checking or savings account, or prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. There are some fees that may be charged for certain activities if you have a checking or savings account. When you file back in December, you put a direct deposit on file. Would you like to keep that same direct deposit?
Yes.
All right. Now, what is your employer?
The company is called Brose, B-R-O-S-E.
All right. Do you know a different name it might go by?
No, that's the only name it goes by, Brose. I have the address if you need that.
Yes, that's fine. Do you have a pay stub or a W-2 available for their corporate name?
I'm on their website right now, and it looks like Bros is the thing, but let me double check. Bros is the company. That's the name of the company. I know they do a lot of that stuff through ADP.
It has to be the corporate name.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the name of the company, Bros.
And when did you start working for them?
It was April the 10th.
Yeah.
It's been 2 months now.
Do you think it would be Airmark Corporations?
So a lot of people, from my understanding, like I said, they've shut it down for 2 weeks. So a lot of people are actually filing this way. From my understanding, it might be, but I know the paper that they just gave me, it has Bros, and then at the bottom has Excellent in Mechanicry. But, I mean, Bros is basically the title on my badge and everything. So it could be the name you said.
Do you have a pay stub?
No, they don't do. We do everything through direct deposit.
Okay, so what does the direct deposit say?
Let's look it up and see. So it says Bros Tuscaloosa.
And you said it's Bros?
Mm-hmm, Brose.
And it says, is it Bros Company or Bros Corporation?
I guess it could be corporation. Like I said, all I know is that it's just Bros. I'm not sure.
And that's what it says on the paper?
Correct. It says Bros. Mm-hmm. And it's in Vance, Alabama. Like a sister company to Mercedes. It's like right across the street from Mercedes.
Okay. What's the address?
It's 10100 Bros, Brose Drive. Vance, Alabama, 35490 for the zip code.
And you started when?
April the 10th.
All right, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
All right, so she found that employer for me.
Okay.
All
What was
right.
the name? What was the name?
It's Bros Corporation. All
Okay.
right, what's the telephone number for that company?
Let me look it up. Let's see if they have it on the thing. Okay, so it's gonna be 205-765-8914.
All right, and what city did you work in?
Vance.
All right, what was your
Vance,
start date with this employer?
April 10th.
All right, and what was the last day that you physically worked?
June 28th.
And why are you no longer working?
Like the question you said, vacation shutdown.
All right, do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay? Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer? All right. So far, everything that you have told me, is it correct? Okay. Is everything that you told me correct? Hello?
Yes, can you not hear me?
I can't hear you.
Yes. Do you hear me now? Okay, yes.
Are you certifying that your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits will match the earning with the wages you reported by your employer? False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. And what is your social security number, sir?
417-398-0-41.
All right, so now it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment. I'm going to ask you a couple of security questions, and then we'll be done, almost done, okay?
Okay.
What's the color of your 2011 Kia Rio? Is it black, blue, gold, or silver?
Blue.
All right, which of the following cities has you attended college? Auburn, Livingston, Mobile, Monroeville, or none of the above?
Mobile.
All right. You said Monroeville?
I said Mobile.
Okay. All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 408 Cannon Drive, 4147 Day Road, 502 Concept 21 Circle, or 563 Windchase Lane?
502 Concept Circle.
All right. What is necessary to verify your ID when you're filing for unemployment? What color is your 2022 Nissan Sentra? Is it black, blue, dark green, or silver?
Blue.
Okay. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I said, do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama today?
Yes, I am filing today.
All right. Do you certify under penalty and perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and the connection made to this claim is to be true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
All right. Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content, claim, and benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well, seeking full-time work each week that you claim unemployment benefits. Okay. The unemployment claim you just finished also registered you for the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log in to www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. Okay. An information booklet, benefit rights and responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility and how you file your required weekly certification. Failure to file an instruction listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. Okay.
Okay.
The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically mean payments will start to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your weekly certification as weekly certification could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389, okay?
Okay.
All right, your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday at 12 o'clock in the morning, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. No later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday before 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the benefit rights and responsibility booklet. Exceptions to the work search requirement are made to the following active union members who have submitted proof. Let's see. So the exceptions for the work search are to the following active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employers who want to verify short-term layoff, and claimants attending directive retraining. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject for possible work search. It's very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call the inquiry line at 361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback for assistance, okay?
Okay.
All right, so since you're a job attached, you have a recall date to work, and you're not required to make a work search, but you must be able and available to return to work upon recall. Any changes in your recall status must be reported by the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and submit your claim. All right, so your transaction number is 489-872-105. Now, this number is just letting you know that you filed for unemployment. No one will ever ask you for this number or anything, okay?
Okay.
All right. And your PIN is 0714, okay?
You said 0714?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And your claim is active.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day, okay?
Okay. So I have a quick question, though, just to make sure. So when I get off the phone with you, I actually go and I start to file. So when I file, is that going to be
No, you don't file this week. You file on Sunday.
Okay. And so that'll be for this week right now?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do about last week? Because I was off work last week as well.
So you should have filed last, like you should have called and started your claim last week.
Okay, no one let me, my job didn't let me know that. They just gave me a piece of paper and told me to file today.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to file last week?
Mm-hmm. You were supposed to file the last day that you physically worked.
Oh, okay. See, this is the first time doing this way, so I didn't know. So there's no way I can go back and do that.
No, sir. We don't do back pay. We just do the day that you started your claim, which would be today.
And so I don't do that. I can't do that until this upcoming Sunday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling
the
Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
You too.